Welcome to the Photo Field Notes podcast, where you'll find stories, tips, and inspiration from professional photographers to get you taking action in your own business and making your business dreams a reality.
Hey there, it's Ali Ciardo and the Photo Field Notes podcast, and I have a little story for you of something that happened to me a week ago. I had something that happened that inspired me to talk about backing up your photos because I thought for a second that I had lost my entire computer, and luckily I knew that I had my stuff backed up, so I never freaked out, but it made me think, oh my gosh, what if somebody experienced this and they didn't have anything backed up? So I thought, ha, let's go over that. So here's what happened on my end. I'm not a super technical person, but I married a really technical person. Jeff was actually my tech support in college. Like, he literally worked tech support in college in my college. And I was hired on kind of like within his team. And so anytime I ever had a technical issue from the time that I was 20 years old, I would go to Jeff. And so what happened was I was just trying to open Lightroom. It was Wednesday morning. I was jumping in just to get started on my work. I went to open Lightroom and it wouldn't open. And so then I went to sign into Creative Cloud and it would let me sign in, but then it would say that I had to buy Lightroom, and then I would go in and it would say that I already owned it. And I was doing all this crazy stuff. And then I started diving in deeper and I thought, well, gosh, maybe I need to update my operating system. So I went ahead and updated my operating system. And I moved too quickly and I didn't realize that I had my hard drive, my external hard drive, plugged in. And I apparently updated my operating system to my external hard drive. So when it started back up, everything was gone, I thought, because what I was actually seeing was like a new version on my hard drive, but I thought I had wiped out everything on my computer. So then, not knowing that it was operating off of my hard drive, I was like, well, my hard drive doesn't look like it's plugged in, so I'll just go ahead and unplug it. So I unplugged it and everything went black. And I was just like, no, I've lost everything. I've lost my hard drive. I've lost everything on my computer. So there goes my first line of backup and my main computer. And okay, I was like, it's okay. I've got Backblaze set up, so I'll just start downloading stuff on Backblaze. And I know that I have my original photo. So I might lose a little bit of work, but it should all be there. Backblaze will save the day. So first line of defense for absolutely everybody is Backblaze. Thank you to Catlin for telling me about it. I can't believe I wasn't using it for a long time. I think it's only like $5 a month. And so I just went ahead and set up an affiliate page for Backblaze because I officially think everybody should use it. For $5 a month to have that peace of mind, to just back up everything automatically to the cloud so that you don't have to worry about it, is kind of a no-brainer. So if you go to bit.ly/fieldnotesbackup, you can try it for free and check it out. And I know a lot of you use it anyway, because when I asked you all what you use, a lot of you said Backblaze. But if you're not doing anything to back up to the cloud, it's $5 a month. It's so simple. And I mean, I just can't imagine how I would have felt if I didn't have that set up. So luckily, I went to start backing up, and then luckily I realized that I was just an idiot and that I had basically created a new version of my Mac operating system onto my hard drive. It had just written it as another file. It actually had not deleted anything on my computer or my hard drive. So basically, at the end of the day, I lost 5 hours of time, which sucks, but I didn't lose all of my files, which was awesome. So Backblaze, first line of defense, but I'm gonna go through everything that I do. What I do is probably overkill, but I don't think you can underappreciate backing up your stuff. So I don't ever want you, or especially your clients, to go through that feeling of knowing that you've lost files and that you can't get them back. So I thought it would be a really good time to talk about just backing everything up. And this isn't going to be a super technical overview. I don't want it to scare you. I want to make it simple enough that you can follow along and you're not like, what is all this? Because like I said, I'm not terribly technical. This is what I do, and you're probably going to do it a little bit differently. You're probably already doing it a little bit differently, but it'll give you some ideas, and maybe it'll give you something that will make it easier, or it will add to, or maybe you'll have ideas where you can message me and be like, oh, actually, you should do it this way. But the first thing I did was I went to Instagram. Before telling my own story, I wanted to hear what all of you are already doing. So I went on Instagram at Photo Field Notes, and I asked you to share briefly what you do. And I know that it's really hard to be brief about this stuff, so it's not really fair that I asked you to be brief. But a few of you did answer the call and give me back a few quick answers, so let's just go through a few of those. Okay. Kara Channy from Channy Day Parade Photography said, 2 hard drives, Google Photos, and Backblaze. And then Raylene from Raylene Schumeister Photography said, ha, a short answer. I know, it's really hard, Raylene. And we kind of went back and forth, and I was like, I know, that's not fair. Anyway, Raylene said, I back up raw files on 3 different hard drives and have one of those hard drives copied to Backblaze. And edits are copied to those places, plus an online gallery. I had a friend lose a wedding 4 years ago, so I've been paranoid ever since. And then she also said, I have a hub that I connect everything to. So essentially, I ingest through Photo Mechanic, backing up to 2 locations with that step. Then I copy that external to another, and then my Backblaze runs in the background backing that all up, so it's a semi-automatic system. And then Flossie O'Reilly said, I put it on a cloud service in an external hard drive. I used to do DVDs, but not so much now there's cloud. And then Maddie Pashong said, shoot on dual cards, dump RAWs on desktop, auto backup to crash plan, cold faves copied to external hard drive, SD card, and RAWs not deleted until wedding is delivered. Okay, so those are a couple of different options. I'm going to give you the full rundown on what I do. The first thing I do is I use a camera with dual slots so that I can have 2 cards. And I just use a big card so that I don't have to trade it out. So I shoot Nikon, so I have a 64 gig card, and that's plenty for me. If you shoot Canon or you have bigger files, just go as big as you can because you have 2 slots. You don't have to take anything out. You don't have to worry about losing the cards. And I know I told the story in a previous episode about back in the day when I used to shoot on a single slot camera, and I was told just shoot on small cards, and that way if the card is corrupted for some reason, you're only going to lose a part of the wedding day instead of losing the whole day. And so I had these little tiny 4 gig cards that I was shooting with. And I had shot for this one wedding, I had shot the getting ready portion, which was pretty short. And then I didn't want to run out of space because it was only 4 gig card. So I put it in my little case, and then I closed my little case, and I put my little case in this little Velcro part of my bag. And then I Velcroed that, and then I Velcroed the next part, and then I like closed it all up. And when I went to get the card later, it was completely gone. To this day, I have no idea what happened. So I lost a part of their day. And again, luckily it was a small card. I only lost that one section, but I can tell you, having lost even a small part of someone's day, it is the worst feeling in the entire world. And I ended up giving them an entire free album over that one part of the day. And I just don't want you to ever experience that. So one other note on that though, put your phone number or put some kind of contact on every single card that you have so that on the small chance that you do lose it, at least somebody who finds it can contact you. It's not, you know, you see those things on Facebook where people are like, I found this card, I see these photos, does anybody recognize them? Can anybody find this person? So at least put your phone number on it in case of absolute nightmare emergency. Okay, so dual slot, I have it shooting to 2 cards. So if one card, something happens to one card, I still have it in 2 places. And then I might, if my assistant is there, I might give her one of the cards to take home with her so that they're in 2 separate locations right off the bat. Otherwise, when I get home, I just go ahead and I put one into a fireproof safe. So then I'm not worried about if my house burns down or something happens. Before I have everything backed up to Backblaze, at least it should be safe in the time that it takes to get it doubly, triply backed up. So they get backed up. When I get home, the first thing I do is I back them up to my external hard drive. And then as soon as they're backed up to the hard drive, I put them into that fireproof safe. And then my external hard drive is plugged in. I leave my computer on overnight to get it backed up to Backblaze, to the cloud. Okay, so then my hard drive stays connected to my computer most of the time. Like, it's usually connected to my computer. It's connected to my computer right now. I do a lot that I save, just put directly onto my hard drive. And then Backblaze is constantly running. It's always updating or uploading that stuff to the cloud for me. So now my files are in 3 different places. They're in my safe on a card. They're on my hard drive. And once they're finished uploading, they're in the cloud with Backblaze. So now I'm not worried about corruption, and I'm not really too worried about natural disasters or fires because I have my safe, and they might even be with my assistant as a 4th option until they're safely stored off site and then up in the cloud with Backblaze. So once I go through and I cull with Photomechanic, then I pull everything into Lightroom and I create smart previews. And then I put that Lightroom catalog with the smart previews into Dropbox. And this is probably completely unnecessary. And I think I just do it because I used to before I used Backblaze, but whatever, I still do it. Because once somebody was like, yeah, smart previews, that's an easy way. Even though they're not high res, like it's something, it's better than nothing. So it's sort of like, okay, not that Backblaze isn't going to work, but that's an option. So, and then I also use Dropbox to put my smart previews when I'm sending my photos to my editor to edit. So I don't know, too many things, but you can probably cut that step out, but I do it. And then once I've uploaded all of the JPEGs to my online gallery, so now they're in the cloud in two places. They're on the cloud through Backblaze, and then they're on the cloud as like the finished organized photos through my gallery, my online gallery for my clients. That is when I will format my memory card. So I will go in the safe and I will format that card, and now I can use that for the next wedding, but I will not touch that card until I've uploaded those files to the final, like for the final delivery. So one thing that you should do, if nothing else, is buy more memory cards. Buy bigger memory cards. Don't be cheap and take chances because you don't have enough memory cards. So you need to have enough that you are not going to have to risk going into that safe or going into that stash and formatting a card before you are ready. You absolutely, that is just not an excuse. You need to spend the money to have enough memory cards that you are not deleting cards before you're ready. I just think it's a really simple way to keep things backed up in case everything else fails. Have enough memory cards that you can just wait. And then I know that some people delete the photos that they didn't pick off their hard drives. So like they'll either dump all the raw files once everything's delivered, or they'll dump the ones that they didn't pick once everything's delivered. But I'm a little crazy, so I keep everything on the hard drive because storage is so cheap now, and you just never know if you're going to end up needing, like I had one time in the 8 years that I have been a photographer where I actually had to go back through the raw files that I didn't pick to find another photo because I needed like more space on the sides to crop it a certain way for the frame that they wanted. So it's really unlikely that you're going to need them. But for me, I just feel more peace of mind knowing that if something happened where I needed to, like, maybe I missed a blink and I had taken enough that I could find one where there was no blink or something stupid and crazy, I like knowing that I can go back if I need to. So I just keep it because it's data is not that expensive. So I would rather just pay for it for the peace of mind because my entire business is counting on me not losing those files and having things. And I just like to know it's there. So I think that covers it in brief. So what did we go over? We went over, I give it to my assistant, dual card slots. I put it in a safe. I use Backblaze. I use a hard drive. I then put it in the into the cloud for the final gallery. Dropbox, which is kind of unnecessary. And then I delete the files after everything's delivered. I delete the files from the original memory card once everything's delivered. If you have any opinions or you want to share your thoughts, you can message me at Photo Field Notes. If you have any questions or you have suggestions for future episodes about things you would like to hear about, same, just go ahead and message me at Photo Field Notes. And thank you so much to everybody. I absolutely love getting the messages that you've been sending and seeing the reviews on iTunes that you've been posting. And if you haven't had a chance yet, I would love for you to just go ahead and jump over to iTunes and leave a quick review. You don't even have to leave an actual written review. You can just click on the star rating and that helps to promote the show. So if you go to photofieldnotes.com and click subscribe in iTunes, that will take you to the iTunes page where you can leave a review. And again, if you think that the show is worthy of a review, it just means so, so much to me. It really does help me. It helps me both in feeling motivated to keep doing it and also because it helps to promote the show to other people. So that does it for today. Thank you for listening. Follow along at Photo Field Notes to be a participant in future episodes, to take future polls, all that fun stuff. And you can also subscribe by email at photofieldnotes.com to get updates about future freebies and episodes and all that fun stuff. So take care and I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening. Check out show notes at photofieldnotes.com. And if you loved this episode, leave your review on iTunes. See you next week.